This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi as Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad Wednesday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday said that he would ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges, a step that could delay his trial for months. The step most likely puts the trial on hold until after elections in March, when he hopes to win a majority coalition that will shield him from prosecution. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections just last year. An exclusive China suspends Shanghai-London stock scheme over political tensions with Britain. That includes Hong Kong sources. And Taiwan now says that the government says that six people were killed and five survivors were found after a helicopter made emergency landing there. This is VOA News. Australian officials have given thousands of tourists less than 48 hours to evacuate from coastal areas of Australia as the country prepares for searing heat that's expected to aggravate deadly bushfires. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Thursday morning declared a tourist leave zone stretching about 200 kilometers from Batemans Bay along the southeast coast to neighboring Victoria State, where people are also being urged to evacuate fire-threatened areas. Sydney Mayor Clover Moore said Wednesday that Australia's government needs to change its policy on emissions.
The big goal for all of us in 2020 is to work hard to make sure our governments start taking effective action to reduce our emissions and to minimize this impact of accelerating global warming here in our country.
Authorities are warning visitors to leave before Saturday when temperatures are expected to climb above 40 degrees Celsius. The heat coupled with gusting winds is expected to create dangerous conditions that officials say could be as bad as any so far. Hong Kong's celebratory mood on the first day of 2020 was marred by tear gas and water cannon deployed by police on a largely peaceful crowd and the arrest of about 400 people. The senior superintendent, Ng Lok Chun, told reporters late Wednesday that police arrested 400 people during the New Year's Day march on charges including illegal assembly and the possession of offensive weapons. He said police fired tear gas after being surrounded by protesters who were throwing objects at them. He blamed radical protesters for hijacking and disrupting that march. Scientists think that they can make a century-old tuberculosis vaccine far more protective simply by changing how they give it. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with details.
Tuberculosis kills more than a million people a year, mostly in poor countries. The only vaccine protects babies, but it's far less effective at preventing teens and adults from getting the deadly lung infection. In tests with monkeys, researchers found the vaccine worked dramatically better when injected straight into the bloodstream instead of today's skin deep shot. More safety studies are needed before the approach is tested in people. The findings appear in the journal Nature. I'm Shelley Adler.
And a magnitude 5.8 earthquake shook northeastern Iran Thursday. According to state media, it hit the town of Sangin at a shallow depth of 8 kilometers. It said the town, which has a population of about 10,000, is located near the border with Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.